Hi, welcome to Funny Lady Life. I'm Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
What do we have for you today? Well, we had a fun weekend, didn't we, Larry?
Oh, yeah, full of excitement, as usual.
You know, it's just, I don't know, trouble finds us. I don't know. You know what it is, Larry? I think because we like living on the edge.
I don't look for trouble. It just finds me.
I know. You know, we don't have to jump out of a plane, you know, or bungee jump like some people do. We just have excitement pretty much everywhere we go.
Yeah, something's always happening.
Right. So I wanted to go to Philadelphia just for a day trip. You know, we like to go on day trips on the weekends.
Yeah, Dottie's day trips, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I wanted to go to South Street. I'd been there years ago, and there's some cute shops, eclectic things,
it's,
you know.
It's scary is what it is.
It's not scary, Larry.
For me, it is.
Anywho. So I'm in a dress shop, and Larry said he was going to stay outside and take in the sights.
Yeah, I like to take pictures when I travel around. That's, you know, what I do. They can't fault me for that. I take pictures. So what?
No, he took. Okay. So I'm in the store, and I hear Larry screaming. He's screaming at somebody, right? This is my right. I'm looking at buildings. Then I hear a woman's voice scream, who you calling me a building?
I don't know. Okay. So it's funny, you know, I it's a coincidence, you know, that, like, I don't know how this could happen twice. Like, remember the Boston episode?
The homeless guy chasing you for your camera.
I was just taking a picture of the buildings, you know. Because I like to do that, and I didn't realize that he was, you know, I thought he was having a coffee or something. I didn't know he was panhandling for change, you know, and he felt that I was taking a picture of him do it. I don't know what the heck he was. Maybe he was under.
What were you taking?
Maybe
a
he was undercover or something. I don't know. He just saw me take the picture. He freaked out, and he's like, hey, what do you think you're doing? And he's like, give me that camera. Give me that camera. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Again. Same thing.
Again, running looking for you.
His own defense.
Well, same kind of thing. Only, believe it or not, only this time, very similar. I was taking pictures of surroundings, the buildings and everything on South Street, you know. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You know, next thing you know, and I mean, she's very intimidating. She's this big black sassy lady, you know. She said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just taking pictures. She said, like that. Mm-hmm. She was talking to me, right? She comes lunging towards me, and probably thought she was going to clock me with her purse or something like that. She's like, give me that cell phone. I'm like, no, I'm just taking pictures. They give it to me. I'm like, no. Next thing you know, she pulls out a can of mace, and she's going to spray me in my eyes with it or whatever. So I ran. Now, what would you do?
Now, mind you, I'm inside the store taking this all in, right? And the woman in the store, the salesperson, said, are you with that guy? And I said, oh, it's my husband. And she said, you need to leave? And I said, oh, no, let's just take in the show.
Yeah, well, what would you do? I mean, you know, I can't, I'm not going to fight with her, you know, but she's...
I would just tell somebody, I'm not taking your picture. I'm taking a picture of the building.
I told her. I just take it. She says, give it to me. I said, for what? I'm just taking. She says, She says, give it to me. You're not taking my picture. Give me that phone. I said, no, I'll delete it. She's like, no, you won't. She goes, give it to me. I wasn't giving her my cell phone. So she had the mace. She was going to spray me with it. So she's, fortunately, she couldn't run very fast. So
he kicked her in the knee.
So, she couldn't run very fast to begin with, but I had to do something. I wasn't going to get maced, you know?
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. She come there
hobbling
in after me. And
I had to step in here because he ran into...
Said you're going to kick my white scrawny ass or something, she's yelling.
He ran into the store.
Scary.
And she came in and I said, you know what? I had to tell a little fib, Larry. I really had to defuse the situation, and I said that you were mentally challenged. And she felt bad after that.
I think she bought that one a little too easily for some reason. I don't know.
Well, Larry.
Or give that impression.
Larry, we're in a strange city, a big city. We don't need trouble, you know? So I had to tell a little bit of a fib. You know, was it the right thing to do? No. But we got out of there, didn't we? She felt bad. She left. We left. We went and found our car. We left the city. Are we here now talking about it on a podcast? Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks to me.
Somewhere out there, there's a woman that thinks I'm mentally challenged, you know, but...
You know,
whatever the case.
I have a lot of street smarts.
Yeah.
Larry, I think that's what attracted you to me.
I guess. I don't know, but I didn't do nothing wrong.
I know. So here's the lesson. If you're in a city and you're taking pictures, don't do it when somebody's around.
Yeah, they might want to kick your ass.
Right. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.